Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, this part of what I call the third Wednesday, I had to actually think about what Wednesday it was, the third Wednesday of the month, we always have our friend on to do her show, and that's Francine Clausen. She's on every Wednesday from 11 to 12 EST. That's the third Wednesday of each month. The next show will be coming up in December, and this is called Francine's Angels Radio Show. And we're going to have her on in a minute, and she's going to talk about her things that she's going to be doing, and then later on we're going to be taking callers. So if you want to ask your questions, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find out more about this show and other shows by going to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As always, the meditations and the sign up for the newsletter with the free gift and everything that gets sent to you if you sign up for the newsletter is available through Francine's website, which is www.francinesangels.com. So that's FRANCINESANGELS.com. And with that, I'm going to bring Francine on. Francine?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so great to have you on. And it's just always amazing. We got so much great input and feedback from everybody from the last show. And now, for you listeners out there, if you missed any of her shows, she does such incredible meditations and journeys and stuff like that. You can get all of those off of the archives. Every one of her shows is available. So if you go to Spiritual Connections Radio, follow the link to Blog Talk, and then go through the archives, you'll find out all her shows are there. So go back and replay those.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I love Wednesdays. Love them. I so look forward to my once-a-month readings. All right, so without any further ado, welcome everybody. It's my pleasure to be here today. I don't know where you live, but where we live, it's a little cold today. It's only like 37 degrees. My friend Mark's in Florida, a little warmer. But let's start. I thought everybody's always looking for this happily ever after. I hear this so much. And my topic or my guided meditation for this morning is going to be, why can't we have happily ever after now? And so I'm going to start this morning with a nice guided meditation. I want you to all close your eyes and just relax for a minute. Yeah, just find your current place and let it go. We've all seen the childhood fairy tales where the beautiful maiden gets the handsome prince and they live happily ever after, right? I love these fairy tales as much as anyone else. But my question today is, why can't we have happily ever after now? Why can't we be happy with the mate or person we're with in the present moment, even if it's not our so-called soulmate? And how about that job you hate or that job that you don't have anymore? Can you be grateful for a current job or an upcoming one that's about to hit you smack dab on the head? Good. And let's not forget our relationship with our bodies, those sacred temples of God. Can we begin to love the beautiful body we're in and know that our bodies are changing and healing every moment of every day? And I really believe when you start to love your body, it'll react accordingly. So let's really start with really taking care of and loving our body. All right, so you say, well, I'm a person who lives alone. I'm lonely. I'm sorry if you've lost a precious loved one, one that you've lived with for a long time. But please know that your loved one is always with you and protecting you, even though you can't always see them or feel them. I promise you, they're there. You haven't lost them forever. and for those of us having a difficult times with loved ones on earth, especially during this beautiful upcoming holiday season. Try asking yourself, are they teaching me something? Or more importantly, what am I teaching them? Try to be as patient with them as you can, knowing that mean or hurtful relatives are usually very hurting and angry towards themselves first. I know it's not easy, but just give them a little more patience this holiday season. You'll make your holidays more amazing as well as theirs. You'll create some great memories. If you are ill yourself or suffering from any diseases right now, pray in this precious moment to find peace with this illness or whatever sickness you have in your body. You'll overcome it or it will subside in some miraculous way. Please don't be afraid to pray for healing when you're sick. God wants to provide a healing for you. He doesn't want to hurt you. Normally, illness is just a way for our bodies to teach us that we're not treating ourselves kindly in some way. So try honoring your body. I promise your feedback to your body will be amazing. And never forget that the mind rules the body. If you tell your mind that you're doing better, the body reacts. And lastly, forgive. Forgiveness in this perfect moment. Can you forgive for all that have offended or hurt you in any way? Forgive today. And I know the here and now will be so much easier for you to find your current peace on this earth. Don't wait until tomorrow or for happily ever after. You can have happily ever after now. You're in control of that. In fact, you're the only one that's in control of that. Great. I'm proud of you all already. I know you can do this. Let's have a happily ever now today. All right. Now, I thought I'd do something fun today. Are you ready? Let's continue with our happily ever now, and let's take a beautiful guided meditation. But on this meditation, we're going to ride a swan. All right, good. All right, again, I want you to relax and find your current place in the room. Close your eyes and take some deep cleansing breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth, just like you're blowing out birthday candles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and breathe it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, let the breath in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and let it out again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. You're feeling more and more relaxed, more and more at peace in the moment. Let go of all your cares of the morning. I don't care what happens already or what happened this morning to upset you. Just let it go. Enjoy this moment. This is time that you set aside just for you. You've actually earned this time. I don't want you to feel guilty or bad in any way. Let's get started. Now I want you to imagine a beautiful white sandy beach in the distance. This is your own personal beach for today. It is a place of healing and tranquility. Relax. Slowly walk towards your amazing, warm, and gentle beach. As you are walking closer and closer towards your beach, you see a beautiful large white swan. He's just sitting by the water's edge. Imagine this is your own personal swan. He is so big and white and fluffy, you can hardly believe your eyes. It is the most amazing creature you have ever laid your eyes on. He is waiting to take you on a magical ride today. Now I want you to get really close to your swan. I want you to pet him a little bit. Give him a big hug. He's so soft, with the most amazing, brilliant white feathers you've ever touched. You feel the warmth emanating from his body. You look into his eyes and have complete trust in him. You know he is a sacred swan, and he's here to heal you today. You feel complete serenity standing beside him. Now, I want you to ask his permission to ride on his back. I know he is delighted to carry you. And when you get his permission, I want you to slowly start to climb on top of his back. You get up very easily, and you find your spot. You can't believe the warmth coming from his feathers. You feel as though you are lying in a beautiful, fluffy bed that was tailor-made just for you. You feel as light as a feather to this swan. He is so strong and protective of you at all times during this trip. Hold on tightly to his neck and his feathers. You can't hurt this swan in any way. Just make sure you're comfortable and in a nice, relaxed position on the swan. Relax. Feel complete in the moment. Are you ready? Because in a minute, you'll feel your swan slowly starting to ascend. At first, he is just a few feet off the ground. And before you know it, he is soaring above the ocean. It feels sort of funny in your tummy at first. But your whole body starts to relax. And you let your full weight fall into your amazing swan's body. You feel so good. Don't worry, he won't take you too far. Just far enough to get you to relax and give all your cares away. You are now starting to let the past fade away and know that the future is bright for you. Your only job is to enjoy the here and now. Your swan is slowly circling the ocean now, very slowly. He wants you to release your fears into the ocean. He wants you to drop anything away that is currently worrying you, anything at all. You won't hurt or damage the ocean in any way by dropping your fears into it. The ocean will heal them the second they touch the sacred water. I will now give you a moment to drop all of your fears and concerns into the ocean. Good. The faster you let these fears go, the quicker they will be healed for you. Please drop them all. There is no fear that is too much for this ocean to handle. Now drop the rest. Good. Amazing job dropping those fears away. So proud of you all today. You released so much pain. Pain, negativity, anxiety. You're feeling more free. Now just time to relax and enjoy the ride back to the beach. Your swan will take you on one more trip around the ocean. Enjoy this peaceful moment in time. Good. Now hold on tight again, because in a moment your swan will be landing ever so gently and slowly. On your next inhalation, feel your swan slowly landing without so much as a ripple in the sand. Good. Your swan has landed, and you are now back on your peaceful beach and feeling so much lighter and peaceful. And even though you don't want this journey to end, you know you can come back here anytime you choose. Your swan will always be waiting for you. You can recreate this magical journey whenever you need to let things go. Good. Please thank your swan for this wonderful experience. And now I want you to find your current place in your room and slowly begin to open your eyes, feeling more and more relaxed, more and more calm than you have in a long time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Great job. Now that we're all relaxed, and thank you so much for letting me do this guided meditation. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. All right, we're now ready to take some callers. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I was over in another room screening people. Hold on for 1 second. Let's bring Gloria on.
Okay.
Hey, Gloria, you're on with Francine.
Hi, Francine. How are you?
Hi, Gloria. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Good. Is this your first reading?
I believe it is.
All right. Welcome. What's your question today?
My question that I would like to know from the angels is this in our highest good to bring a dog into our family? In the past, we've had dogs, and that just wasn't for us, and I'm wondering now if it's the right time to bring a dog in.
Are there three children in this family?
My husband and I don't have children.
Okay, why do I feel the dog will be around children?
We've been trying to have a child.
Ah, triplets?
No, I hope not.
Well, you can have a dog and a baby at the same time. How's that? Are you pregnant now?
No.
All right. Would you call me when you become pregnant? You're very fertile.
Yes.
You
I definitely
are.
Am.
Why do I feel like you're so reluctant to make this choice, though?
With the dog?
Yeah.
Because in the past, we've had quite a few big dogs, and they turned out to be not very positive, and we had to get rid of them.
Aww.
So we love animals, and my husband and I have been going back and forth about getting a little dog, trying to rescue a little dog.
Yeah,
and
I just want
to work out.
Yeah, I don't see you with a large animal. I see a small dog, but make sure that the dog is child friendly, because I keep seeing three children around this dog. Do you have nieces or nephews as well?
Yes, I have two nephews.
So it's going to be two nephews and your child around this dog as it grows up. I do see a small dog, maybe like 18 pounds, 16 pounds. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, and I see a little boy when you're ready.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you trying right now?
We've been trying, and we put it on hold, and I think we're going to try again.
Yay. Congratulations. Would you call me when you become pregnant?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you think that it's right now to get the dog or wait?
What if I told you the dog will find you? Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would, because I feel like a dog is trying to find me right now.
Absolutely. I don't feel you have to do a darn thing. I feel the dog will find you. I don't feel
awesome.
You need to go to shelters. I just feel all of a sudden, out of the blue, someone will either bring you a dog or ask you, hey, guess who has these beautiful dogs? The dog will find you. The dog will choose your family.
Okay.
Good girl. Can I draw 3 cards for you?
Yes, I would love that.
Good. I'm going to give them a good shuffle.
All right.
Take a deep breath, and I'm going to choose 3 cards for you. Okay, good. Your first one's answered prayer. You get a lot of answered prayers, so Gloria, stop praying a lot. It means the time for your prayers is perfect right now.
That's great.
Next one is friendship. I bet that's new dog coming. You got not just a new dog, but a new friendship.
Aww.
The dog looks like it's brown and white, too. Is that the type dog you're looking at?
Oh, my God, yes.
Good. You got a new baby coming.
And
the next one is Archangel Michael. That's your lead angel, honey. Do you do healing work?
No, I don't, but I always, always talk to Archangel Michael.
Ah, that's your lead or guardian angel. It means you were born with him. It means you have a long life. You're going to be here a long time, but you're always so busy healing everybody else. When is it Gloria's turn?
Right.
Yeah, you are married to your soulmate. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
He loves you to pieces.
Yeah, I love him too to pieces.
Good. So let's bring this family together.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. Send me a picture of your new puppy and baby.
I will. Thank you so much, Francine.
Thank you so much. You too, Gloria. Happy holidays.
God bless.
God bless you more.
Okay, Elizabeth, you're on with Francine.
Yes, good morning, Francine. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I was wondering if we could connect with anyone on the spirit side for me today.
I have a father figure for you. Is that who you want?
Yes, I would love to speak to my father. There's a couple of others as well.
All right, I have a father and a grandmother.
Okay.
Can we pull Dad through first?
Sure.
Okay. What was wrong with the lung area?
He had lung cancer.
All right. Your father wants you to know he doesn't have lung cancer, honey. He made it to heaven. Do you feel him in your dreams? He comes very vividly.
He does. He's always, when I look in the mirror in my dreams, he's always standing behind me.
Yeah. And in real life, he is too, but you just can't see him all the time. But you feel his presence.
I do.
What's your oldest child's name?
Jasmine.
And how old?
She's 15.
Why do I feel your father's always with this child as well?
I didn't know I was pregnant when he passed away. I was just a couple of weeks into it.
So he left and he sent Jasmine in his place. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I got to go, but I'll send you a little present.
I get that.
Your dad's a very much a part of your life, honey. I also have your grandmother on your mom's side. Do you remember her?
I don't at all. I never met her.
Oh. Have you ever heard about her?
Yes, I have. I have a couple of pictures of her.
All right. I hear she's a good cook. And
I
hear
wouldn't know.
And so are you.
Yeah. Thank you.
She says you put love in your cooking.
I do.
Yeah. And feet, what's wrong with your feet right now? That's from your dad.
My feet?
Yep, bottom of the feet.
Oh, my feet. They've been cramping up lately. My toes.
What do you do about that, Elizabeth?
Just, you know, take vitamins and stretch them out.
Okay, good. I just feel like the bottom of your feet they really start to bother you, almost like you have to stand on them because they feel like they get numb.
Yes.
All right. So make sure you're honoring these beautiful feet. And can I draw 3 cards for you?
Yes, please. I was hoping to connect with my sister. Is there a sister figure?
Then let's, What's her first name?
Her first name is Mary.
All right, Mary, if you're in the divine white light, your sister would love to speak with you. Let's give Elizabeth some messages. Something wrong with Mary's head?
No.
Were they over-medicating her?
I don't know. I don't think so.
She's making me feel as though my head is confused. I can't think straight. Does that make sense?
Well, she was pretty loose, aware of everything until the very end.
Okay. What ate away at her body?
I'm sorry?
Did something eat away at her body?
Yes.
Because she's shown me Pac-Man, and that usually means not a quick death. But I also feel her head was off.
Oh.
Was she in a coma at any time?
At the end, they medicated her, and she was not responsive. But no coma to speak of.
I just feel like she's telling me her head's all better because she obviously couldn't communicate at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And do you watch her children or guide her children for her?
I try to.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. Why do you feel so guilty, she says?
Well, you always feel like you can't do enough, you know?
Absolutely. And new car? Who just got the new car?
I'm hoping for a new car. No one close to me.
Oh, it's got to be you then, because I'm seeing someone in a car a lot.
Okay.
So know that your sister's helping you to get this car closer to you. And is something wrong with your oven or something around the kitchen near the oven?
No. I mean, it doesn't want to turn on every once in a while, but it's
okay. She's laughing about your oven. Do you always swear in front of it or say, darn oven?
No. No, I can't say that I do.
All right. And what's in Arizona? Is there something coming up?
Arizona? I don't know anyone in Arizona.
Is there a trip or something coming up to Arizona?
Not for myself. It could be something for her children, but not for me.
Just tell them she's blessing something in Arizona, so it means it's a positive thing. If someone's going to Arizona, they're meant to go there. And
okay.
Your sister sends you dimes. Are you getting them?
I do find dimes every once in a while.
Good. She just wants to make sure you're getting her dimes from heaven.
Thank you,
Elizabeth, honey. You enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, Mark?
Yeah, I think I'm on, right? Okay.
You're on.
Yeah, I keep on flipping buttons. And Laura, are you on?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. What's your question?
I was wondering what you see for me in the upcoming months for getting financially stable enough in my career that I'm able to finally purchase my home.
Okay. And who's the man you're with?
I'm not with a man.
Is the father figure, is someone helping you?
Well, he's passed. My father has passed over.
No, someone on earth, male, that's helping you towards this goal.
No. But if that's going to happen, I sure would like it.
Ah, so you are alone currently?
Yes.
All right. What if I tell you there's a man coming who helps you towards this goal? Does that make sense?
I don't know. Is it possible that if I were to ask my uncle, he would be willing to help me? I don't know.
I don't feel like you're purchasing this house alone. There's a father figure or a man who helps you to do this.
That might be my uncle. He's the last.
Good. So why are you afraid to ask for his help?
Oh, I don't know. I just felt like it was too much, you know, to do, too much to ask.
Okay. I feel that within the next year you do get this house, but you need a little bit of help from a male that you know very well. And you don't want to let love in? How come?
What did you just ask me? I'm sorry.
I asked
you
if you want to let love in this year.
I do. I definitely do. But there's a part of me that would like to get the house first so that it's going to come. I want to do that first. I hope that's not a detriment to it, but that's
no, absolutely not. Because I feel you're a very self-sufficient woman. You don't need a man to define you. But I feel he either comes just before you're buying it or in the interim of when you buy it.
Will that become a sticky situation, though, if later we end up wanting to get married or something? Is it
no, the house will only be in your name in the beginning. That's why I feel your uncle helping you.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Yeah, great. Do you have any idea when that could happen?
I want to say within the next year, but I keep seeing the month of September for some reason. Why do I feel you're three quarters there already, Laura?
Because I keep looking at homes online.
Good.
I'm working towards it, you know.
All right. And I also feel they love you at work. Why don't you feel that?
I do feel that. I mean, I know that they're very appreciative of my work, and I do feel that
good.
From them. I'm just not in love with the job itself.
I know, but I don't see you leaving the job anytime soon. I feel like you're really good at it, and you've earned their respect.
Oh, good. That's very good. Yeah.
And has your dad been in heaven a long time?
Yeah, since 95.
He's passed, though, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, since 95? Because I have a father figure who's been in heaven a long time, but he's always around you. Does that make sense? Do you feel him?
Oh, yeah, I get signs all the time, lights blinking, and sometimes things moving, so...
And
yeah,
don't be mad at mom. Are you mad at your mom for some reason?
I'm not mad at her. Not
frustrated.
Really.
Frustrated. That's the
word.
I
would say a little frustrated because she kind of left things in a bit of a mess for me when she left because you know how mothers are with their boys.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of knew the lay of the land and wanted me, it was always on my shoulders to be the bigger person, fix things, and she just didn't want the boys to be upset with her, so she kind of left it all on my shoulders, so to speak, so it's caused me a lot of grief.
Oh, and that's why Dad's saying don't get frustrated with Mom. What she's doing, Laura, is you're the strongest member of this family. Do you feel this?
Yeah, and that's part of the problem.
I know, and that's a good thing and a bad thing, but she's left you the biggest burdens. But you know what, kiddo? You can handle this. You can handle this. Do you have your dad's watch? He's talking about a watch or a clock.
I gave the watch to my oldest brother.
Okay.
His watch,
Like,
I have his. I have some of his other things, and I have his pictures, and I have some other things of his, and mother's too.
All right. And did your father do something with wood or woodworking?
Yeah, he did years ago when he was in high school, and I have one of his tables in my living room right now that he made in wood shop.
Good, because he's laughing about how talented his hands were. He could do all this cool stuff with wood. Are you near that table right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
All right. He's in the room with you because he's just giggling over his hands being able to create beautiful things.
Oh, he's so excited. I'm happy that I have that piece, too. And good. I gave the coffee table. I think I gave it to my oldest brother or the middle brother. I can't remember which one has it.
All right, well, can I draw three cards for you, Laura?
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm going to give them a good shuffle.
And I'm not mad at my mom. I love my mom dearly. And
I should have used the word frustrated. How's that?
Yeah.
Not bad. All right, I'm going to draw three cards. Excuse me?
Does my mom come around, or is it just my dad?
I feel your dad's stronger. Doesn't mean your mom's not there. But your dad, do you feel your dad's energy stronger than your mom's?
Yeah, probably. And I
yeah, of course, wouldn't she be hanging around with the boys more than you, even in heaven, right?
Well, probably.
All right.
But I do have a lot of feathers, too, inside and outside.
Good. Feathers are an amazing sign from our loved ones in heaven. They love to send feathers.
Oh,
but your mom's all around you, too. But your mom's more outdoors than in. Do you feel that? Was she an outdoorsy person?
Not so much, really. I wouldn't say so, but I love the outdoors.
Well, maybe that's how she connects with you, is when you go outdoors, because I feel she's more outdoors with you than in.
Okay.
All right, you're going to laugh. Your first cut is romance, Laura. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Good. The next one is friendship. It starts off as a friendship. So that's always a good way to start a relationship, with a friend first, and then it gets romantic. And your third card is intention. You set the most positive goals for yourself this year in 2014. I'm proud of you already.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Good girl. And it's not a big house that you're looking at, but, man, it's got a cute backyard. Is that what you're really looking for?
Yeah, I do. I want to be surrounded by nature and privacy.
Yep.
But I want to be able to look out and just breathe in the nature surrounding me.
I almost feel like it's a ranch house, but you can look out and your backyard is so pretty. But the house itself is very simple. It really is. It's custom made just for you.
Is it in New Jersey or Pennsylvania? Are you picking up anything on that?
Let's see where I see it. Why do I feel more New Jersey for you?
Well, I don't know. I live in New Jersey, and it's just so expensive. Expensive here, though, and I saw a house I liked in Pennsylvania, but it's more convenient location-wise, New Jersey, because the access to different companies, because I do a lot of contract work, so New Jersey probably is the better selection.
I see you in New Jersey. I feel it's a better fit for you, but I feel whatever you're buying is very rural in New Jersey, so look in the rural areas. You're a Jersey girl. Thank you, Laura. You're a Jersey girl. You know that. All right. God bless you, honey.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Are we up there, Mom?
All righty. Yeah. It just takes me a minute to switch the buttons around. Annie, you're on with Francine.
Hello, Francine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi. What's your first name? I missed it.
Fanny with an F like Frank.
Can you spell it?
F-A-N-N-I-E.
Fanny, right?
Yeah, you know, like you sit on your fanny.
I like that. Hi,
thank
Fanny.
You.
Welcome.
I was wondering a couple of things. If I also, like the other caller, would like to be connected with my father.
Okay.
And then I also want to, I'm curious what you see for employment for me.
For employment, okay. What's mm-hmm. your dad's first name?
Robert.
Robert.
We used to call him Bob.
Okay. Has your dad got a great sense of humor?
Yes.
I just feel he's coming through when he's fun and fun-loving, and he wants you to lighten up, Fanny. How come you don't lighten up? He said you have a great sense of humor, just like me.
Well, a lot of heavy things on my heart.
Oh, can you laugh in the midst of them?
I try to.
When Dad died, speaking of heart, did he have heart trouble?
Yes.
Okay, because he's saying his heart's all mended, no more boo-boos in his heart.
Oh,
and
good.
He made it to heaven. I have a mother figure through coming through. Do you remember his mother?
Yes.
He's not alone. He's with his mother.
Wow.
Yeah, so I want you to know your dad's in heaven with his mom. And are you going through some sort of a separation, or are you pushing someone away?
I'm divorced 4 years.
Okay, is that still sad for you?
Yes, it's difficult.
Did you not want the divorce?
No, he was verbally and emotionally abusive, but I feel like he was the man sent to me to break me as a woman so I can accept God in my heart, because that's also when I had my spiritual awakening.
Good. So he did his job, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and so let him go. You don't want new love, Fanny?
I do.
Okay, I don't feel like you're going out to meet anybody, though. How come?
I've left a toxic situation for employment, and since then it's like I'm just sleeping all day long. I don't feel depressed, though.
No, I don't feel depression. I feel a sadness around you. I feel like you haven't disconnected from your past, so you can't embrace the future.
Okay,
so let it go. Picture that bungee cord connected to you in the past, and then cut it. Just cut the cord and say, I'm free from the past. I'm ready for future. My future looks amazing. I do see employment in February. Do you not have your resume polished up?
No, I don't.
How come?
I feel like you're
fearing work. Does that make sense?
What work?
Fearing it. Like I want a job, but I don't?
Yes, because my last job was a toxic situation, and now it's forced to leave.
Oh,
and I feel a lot of shame around that when I shouldn't.
Exactly. Why are you feeling shame when you didn't do anything?
I don't know.
You need to dust yourself off, Fanny, get that resume polished, and get your Fanny back out there. How's that? I see you working by February. What's happening is you're home and you're feeling bad for yourself, and you could be out spreading your joy in another office.
Did you
work for a dentist, did you?
A hospital.
Ah, why do I see dentist's office this time? Or something around healing or teeth?
Well, I'm an energy healer as well.
Ah, so wherever we put you, you're going to do your healing work, aren't you?
Yes.
Your dad's really proud of you, honey. He knew you were a healer from day one.
Oh.
And do you have a brother?
No, two sisters.
Okay. Why is your dad saying I'm with the brother? Did your mom lose a baby?
Not that I was aware of.
Did he lose a brother?
My father, my grandmother had 9 abortions.
Oh, okay. I feel he's with a brother, so I don't know if it's his brother or someone's baby, but he's talking about being with the brother. All right, can I draw some cards for you?
Yes, please.
You got it. I'm going to give him a good shuffle, and I'll let you know what I get. Good. Your first one is trust. Guess what, Fanny? The only thing missing is you don't trust yourself anymore. You ready to start trusting yourself so you can get back out there?
Yes.
Good. You are an amazing healer. And don't you ever let anyone tell you that you're not. And don't let a toxic work situation stop you. Your next one is playfulness. I don't feel a lot of playfulness. How come?
My life stopped.
Can we play? Can you have a girl day where you just giggle and have fun?
I don't have any friends.
Where do you live?
In New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay. Well, if I were close, I'd be your friend. How's that?
Oh, you're sweet. I'd love it.
Go out and make some friends through your new job. And your next one is new beginnings. Are you ready to wipe the slate clean and start all over?
Yes, ma'am.
Yay. Congratulations. God bless you.
And many blessings.
Bye, Fanny. It was my pleasure.
Mine as well. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it's Mark. Can you pull three angel cards for me, Francine?
Absolutely.
Okay. While you're doing that, let me just give out the number to everybody. If you want to call in and ask some questions, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. I like angel cards, too.
Good. Let me pull some for you. All right, don't laugh at me. Your first one is abundance. You ready to make some serious money this year?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Your next one is self-acceptance. It means it's a little low right now, but you are working on that, and within the next 3 months, your self-acceptance is going to be through the roof. I feel it coming already, don't you?
Yeah, I definitely feel it lining up.
I feel like your self-acceptance may have been low, but God bless you, it's coming to a full-time full-time fruition. And your next one is focus. I feel like your focus is getting better. It's on what you want, and again, not on your past. So good for you. And I also have a mother and a grandmother coming through. Were you really close to your mother's mother?
Yes, I was.
All right. You got two beautiful women, just like bookends, one on each side of you watching over you. And was your mom a great cook?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Why do I feel you have the same cooking skills as her, but you just don't get a chance to use them?
I recently over the last year or so, I actually have been doing a lot of cooking. So, I can basically cook everything. My specialty is I love making a nice prime rib in the oven with garlic mashed potatoes and...
Ooh, that sounds good. What do you cook it at?
It depends on how it's cooked. Lots of times I like to get a nice 6-pound one, and I have to go back to my notes on that, but it's, depending on the way I cook it, I usually cook it medium rare or medium, and it's like, it's like $3.75 for 17 minutes for each pound.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it, cooking it really slow on low heat. Yeah. Oh, good to know with Christmas coming up. Okay.
Yeah.
Any more callers, or were you in between?
Let's take a look and see how we're doing. We actually do have a couple callers coming in. Why don't you go ahead and talk about something while I go grab their names real quick?
Sure. All right. I just want to talk about what we talked about earlier about letting go. I just want you to know I'm so proud of all you've done today. And every time you let those awful feelings come in, I want you to just, even though you can't do that guided meditation every minute of every day, let
okay,
them
ready?
Go. Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, Nicole, you're on with Francine.
Hey,
hi,
Nicole.
I have a question.
Sure.
And you had said something about a male figure, like on my mom's side, but my grandpa's still alive, and so I can't figure out who it was. And I love ancestry work. I did it pretty consistently for a year or so. And is there anything I could know or should know to follow, I'm just fascinated by ancestry.
Okay, so did I pull a male figure for you last time?
Yeah.
Okay, I do still feel it's on the father's side. Your grandfather's still living?
No, not on my dad's side.
Ah, did I give the wrong side maybe?
I don't know.
Because I'm feeling there's a male figure that watches over you on your dad's side.
Is that why I like the name Jack then? Because
absolutely. There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
I keep hearing the name because he went by Jack. Okay.
There you go. It's just his way of saying I'm right here with you, and no wonder why you like this name, because I'm always watching over you. And did you do something with your hands? Are your hands sore today, Nicole?
This week I've done a little, I've had to do more sewing or something by hand, and it makes my fingers hurt. So, but yeah, they have been hurting the last couple months. My left one especially feels sore, and I kept hearing something about, like, gripping too hard.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's also carpal tunnel or if it's just tendonitis.
Yeah, I don't feel carpal tunnel. It feels more tendonitis to me. But even when you're not working, I feel like you hold on too tight. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, you're always holding on too tight. You don't know how to let go. And so you're doing a beautiful job with what you're doing, but how come you don't see that yet? You're not... Go ahead.
I'm always the last one to give myself credit.
Why? You know God only makes masterpieces, Nicole. Don't you know that? You're perfect in every way, but the only one who doesn't believe that is Nicole. So relax those hands, especially at night when you sleep. Make sure you're relaxing your hands. And even during the day, you can soak them with some Epsom salt and water and just give yourself permission to let go. I feel like when you drive, you grip the steering wheel too tight.
Yes, I do.
We got to let that go. Yeah, you got to start enjoying your walk on earth.
I have a lot of fear.
What's your biggest fear?
The first one that came to mind is failure.
Failure of what, honey?
That everyone would know I'm a fraud. I'm not as good as what they think.
Oh, you know that's not true, Nicole, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just...
Good. That's not who you are, honey. You're not a fraud in any way. In fact, you're better than you think you are. Okay, is that your little boy with you?
Yeah.
Oh, blessings are all around this child.
He gives me a run for my money.
How old is he?
He's 4, and he doesn't talk yet. But
he will.
I wondered if both of mine are, more connected or something.
I didn't hear that. Go ahead.
If both of mine are guided or connected.
Oh, your children?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Who's the oldest?
Brady.
He's always trying to heal you. Do you feel this, Mom?
That's so funny. Because I'm always trying to help him build his confidence because, that's the area I lack. So I'm always trying to help him.
And so he's trying to heal you right back, Mom.
That's funny.
Isn't that amazing? Can I draw 3 cards for you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to the park today? I keep hearing the word park.
I wasn't planning on it, but I could. I have to take him to preschool.
Okay. Is there a park next door to it?
They do have a little playground. In the back, it's at a church, and they have a playground, and they have a chapel, like, out in the, I guess, in the trees.
Oh, then I hope you go there and find your peace today, Nicole, okay?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to shuffle. You got it. I'm going to shuffle these cards, and I'm going to draw 3 out. 1, 2, 3. All right, support. Why don't you like to ask for support, Nicole?
Because I feel like I ask the wrong people, so I get turned down.
Okay, honey. It's okay to ask for support from the people that you love and trust. I feel like you feel overwhelmed, like you're doing too much on your own. And what's your hubby's name?
Scott.
You're not asking him for much support, I feel. Why?
We're going to get divorced, and I wanted to let him, he wants to keep the house. So if I push for a lot of support from him,
But that's financial. I mean,
you make sure you get the support you need from Scott. Promise? You need some downtime, too. I feel like you're overwhelming yourself because there's no time for Nicole. And your next card is celebration. Do you have a birthday coming up?
January.
Okay, happy birthday in advance from your angels. Promise you'll celebrate this year?
Okay.
Good. And your next one, I know you're going to be mad at me, but it's new love. Are you ready for a new love next year?
Yeah.
It's in 2014, honey, but I mean someone who loves you to pieces. Would you open your heart to that?
I'm working on it.
Good girl. Thank you, Nicole, and God bless you, honey. Enjoy the rest of your day and your beautiful
son.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
All right, you got 3 minutes left. You got one other person you want to try to knock it out?
Sure.
All right, Lisa, go quick.
Hi,
hey, Lisa.
My name is Lisa.
Hi, what's your question?
Just feeling stuck in fear right now and need help making a decision moving forward.
Ah, what's keeping you stuck in fear, my friend?
I don't know about cutting ties or moving on.
Exactly. Cut that cord. Cut that cord.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do I feel that you don't need my permission? You've already done this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And stop beating yourself up while you cut this cord, okay?
Okay.
Can I draw 3 cards?
Sure.
Are you in the process of separation too?
Yes.
Oh, you've already cut the cord, pal. Keep walking forward and not backwards, promise?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to draw 3 cards quickly. Ah, forgiveness. Can you forgive your ex?
Yes.
I know. Why do I feel he stopped you from doing your work?
He did.
Okay. Promise me you won't stop your work. You're an amazing person.
Okay.
And emerging means that we won't recognize you next year, Lisa. You're in a much better place than you are now. And the last one is ideas and inspiration. You looking for a new job?
Just a new place.
Good. Are you a healer?
Yes.
Yeah. Ideas and inspiration means you're moving your business or what you do. And it's like everything's brand new. But I also feel your husband was holding you back, honey, and you're about to fly.
Okay.
Good. God bless you,
thank
sweetheart.
You. Same to you.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's amazing, Francine.
Oh, I love my work.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to Francine in the Arms of the Angels. She is on the third Wednesday of every month, so tune in next month for her show. From 11
Thank
to 12,
you.
If you missed any part of this show, you can get it off of the replays by going to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Francine, go ahead and give out your website.
My website is www.francines, F-R-A-N-C-I-N-E-S, angels, A-N-G-E-L-S, .com. And thank you, everybody. I really enjoyed this show. Thanks, Mark.
No problem. Good night and take care. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.